Hello, everybody. I've just listened to SM Turin and Joan Turin, Simon Liana's interesting post about the European referendum, and I'd like to largely echo their sentiments. I've noticed this as well, that people who are wishing to leave Europe seem to have a slightly easier time of it than those who want to stay. I don't know why. I like to think the BBC doesn't have an agenda, but sometimes it's hard not to believe that. And the problem I've got, I've been undecided for a long time, purely because it's hard to get information that isn't skewed, biased, or loaded with rhetoric. This morning on Radio 4, on Today, which I listen to every day, the Chancellor was being interviewed, and he just would not give a straight answer. It was absolutely ridiculously frustrating. I wanted to jump into the radio and grab him by the scruff of the neck and shake him and say, answer the frigging question, but he just wouldn't answer any questions. People who want to stay are branded as certain types of people. Those who want to leave are branded as certain types of people. There's so much rhetoric and half-truths and skewed opinions that it's really hard to get a balanced and logical idea of what you should do. So I've been on the fence for a long time because I've tried to make my decisions. I'm not a political animal, but I think this is an important decision. I do think largely that younger people will vote to stay and older people will vote to leave, because I think immigration is a huge thing. And although, if you think about it, we've always had immigration in this country for millennia. But I think younger people will largely be okay with it, and older people will use immigration as a reason to go. So I've been toying with the idea of voting and trying to decide which way to go. And the media doesn't help. I've heard some ridiculous rhetoric and some basically lots of lies and half-truths and opinions that are on the edge of logical and on the edge of lies. So it's really hard to know what to do. But I think now I've come to a conclusion. And this is due largely to a speech I heard by William Hague. I'm not necessarily a fan of William Hague. I have no opinion either way. I think he could have done better in politics, but I think his personality and his voice let him down. Sadly, if he was more charismatic, he would probably have done better, but that's beside the point. I found his speech to be, well, persuasive in that he didn't rely upon empty rhetoric and he didn't rely upon slagging off the opposition to get his point across. So he has, well, not just him, but his speech has tilted the balance for me, and I think I will vote to stay. I think it's important to stay for all sorts of reasons. But it's been a tough decision, and it could be skewed again. It could change. But it's really hard. I feel sorry for people who want to make a decision, and if they have the media as their guide, it's going to be a tough one. Dream recording. Dim. Pause recording.